The epistle for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 10. Brethren, let us not covet evil things, as they also coveted. Neither become ye idolaters, as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed fornication. And there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted, and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur, as some of them murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue, that you may be able to bear it. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also hast known, and that in this thy day, the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and strain thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee. And they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out them that sold therein. And they that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. When Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it. And these words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, back in 1887, there was an interesting case that a French newspaper reported. And this was the case of a certain man named Henry Pranzini. Sometime in March of that year, 1887, Henry was captured and imprisoned for the murder of three women. In an attempt to plunder an apartment for its jewelry, Henry slaughtered the three women who were living there. It's actually a very brutal case. The detectives caught Henry shortly afterward, and he was imprisoned and sentenced to the death penalty, which in those days, in 1887, the death penalty was done by the guillotine. And from the news articles, which you could actually still look up, from the news articles it was clear that this man, Henry, was very impenitent. For he had refused the priest who had offered to hear his confession. And no doubt this man's soul, Henry's soul, was steeped in sin. And he was actually angry with God. He was angry with God for allowing this to happen to him. Well, news quickly spread throughout the papers and throughout the country, throughout France. And many miles away from where the murderer was imprisoned, the news article about Henry fell into the hands of a little Catholic girl. The little girl read, this is a true story, by the way. And the little girl, recalling the event later, she wrote, I heard talk of a great criminal just condemned to death for some horrible crimes. And she wrote, Everything pointed to the fact that he would die impenitent. And I'm sure you can imagine how upsetting this would be for the little Catholic girl. In fact, for children who are taught the catechism well and who have a good Catholic training, they sometimes understand the value of a soul better than even adults. And this little girl understood that if Henry died impenitent, unrepentant of his sins, this little girl understood that he would be condemned to hell for all eternity. And that bothered her. She could not bear the thought of that. But this little girl had, as children often do, she had a great confidence in the Sacred Heart. And this little girl was determined, above anything else, to convert Henry. She later wrote, I felt in the depths of my heart certain that my desires would be granted to obtain the conversion of this sinner. She told God, she said, I told God I was sure he would pardon the poor, unfortunate Pranzini. And she wrote, I believed this, that is, she believed, even if he went to his death without any signs of repentance, or without having gone to confession, she had so much confidence in the Sacred Heart, she knew that he would be forgiven. She wrote, I was absolutely confident in the mercy of Jesus. But she said, I was begging him for a sign of repentance, only for my simple consolation. She was so confident that if she prayed, the Sacred Heart would convert this man no matter what. And so she prayed. She prayed very hard every single day. She performed little acts of mortification, like giving up candy. She made little sacrifices, and she even saved up her own money to have a mass offered for the conversion of this man. She literally stormed heaven with her petitions on this man's behalf. The day finally came for Henry's execution, but still, Henry was not penitent. He actually refused confession. He refused to talk to the priest. He was led to the guillotine, and still he was not sorry for what he had done. Everything was prepared, the scaffold was prepared, and as Henry was laying his head into the opening of the guillotine, he suddenly stopped. He turned to the priest who was always there at the executions, and he grabbed the crucifix from the priest's hands. And he kissed the sacred wounds on this crucifix 3 times. He kissed the sacred wounds 3 times. So the little girl's prayers had been answered. And this little girl actually had the great fortune to read about Henry's conversion in the newspaper. She read about it later, of what Henry had done at his death. It was God's little sign to her. Telling the story later, the little apostle wrote, after Henry kissed the sacred wounds 3 times, she wrote, his soul went to receive the merciful sentence of him who declares that in heaven there will be more joy over one sinner who does penance than over 99 just who have no need of repentance. This little girl's name, my dear faithful, was Therese Martin. whom we know today as Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, or who we more commonly know as the Little Flower. My dear faithful, in the Gospel of today's Mass, we see our Divine Savior weeping. He is weeping over the city of Jerusalem. And he weeps because of the ingratitude and the obstinacy of its inhabitants, of the Jews who would not receive our Lord as their Redeemer. A certain author writes that the hardened and impenitent city prefigures hard-hearted, unrepentant sinners who reject God and his laws, who reject those inspirations to reform their lives and seek salvation for their souls. How often these sinners give no ear to the admonitions, or defer, or somewhat wait for conversion, if they ever convert, to the end of their lives. And so our Lord weeps for lost souls. For souls for whom he spilt his blood for love of them to save them. But they reject all his efforts to save them. And I'm sure, my dear faithful, that there are many of us who weep. Many of us who weep, or who perhaps have become upset and anxious over those Catholics who have lost the faith, and who are obstinate in sin, who refuse to amend their lives, especially when it is someone close to our hearts, such as a family member, close friend. And I am sure that there isn't anyone here who does not have some relative like this, someone who is in need of great prayer. And we become very concerned about their souls, and we should be concerned about their salvation, especially when the one thing we desire is to be united with our loved ones in heaven. And yet, it seems that their salvation is hopeless. And so, my dear faithful, we have to become like Saint Therese. She desired above everything else the conversion of this great sinner. It upset her deeply that this man was not a friend of Christ and that his soul was going to hell. Even though this murderer was someone she had never met, she did not know him. She only heard about him and read about him in the newspaper. She probably never even saw a picture of him. And yet she realized that this was an immortal soul. And so she did all in her power to save him. Doesn't mean she didn't go and visit Henry in the prison to console him, to counsel him, and try to make him see logically the truths of the faith. But rather she placed her full confidence in the Sacred Heart. She was not going to convert Henry. She was not going to convert Henry, but she knew, and she had confidence, that the Sacred Heart would if she asked him. And Therese was going to make sure that this happened. She was going to make sure that this happened by storming heaven with her prayers and by her confidence. St. Therese the Little Flower writes, "My whole strength lies in prayer and sacrifice. These are my invincible arms. They can move hearts far better than any other words." And that is why, my dear faithful, our daily family rosary, our daily rosary, our morning and night prayers, those little sacrifices, such as offering up a headache, or the many frustrations of the day, all of these are necessary in our lives. necessary so that we could cheerfully offer them up for souls. To win the grace of conversion for poor sinners who are in danger of the eternal fires of hell. We must storm heaven, just like St. Teresa the Little Flower did, and we must persevere in doing so. Now, St. Teresa received the consolation of knowing that her sinner was converted. She actually referred to him as her first child. Yet how many sinners were converted by St. Teresa's prayers and sacrifices, whom in life she never even knew about? And so for us, it may seem sometimes that our prayers and sacrifices are of no avail. In fact, sometimes it seems like the situation grows worse the more we pray. But we must persevere nonetheless. We may not see the results of our prayers in our own lifetime, or it may be years before we see any results. And we will want to look for this consolation, to have this little satisfaction. But my dear faithful, let us not look for this, but let us rather place our confidence and trust in the Sacred Heart. Because this is really what confidence is. Knowing that our Lord, the Sacred Heart, will take care of everything, even though it seems like it's not being taken care of. If we ask Him and place our confidence in Him, that's all we have to do. Place it in His hands, and He'll take care of it. And thus, my dear faithful, let us, in this valley of tears, let us use our invincible weapons, prayers and sacrifices, as St. Teresa calls them. Let us use these invincible weapons to make sure the conversion of sinners happens. Confident that the Sacred Heart will always answer our prayers. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.